Time to answer our GeoQuiz today about the Gulf Stream. More than a year ago, some high school students in Melbourne, Florida, slipped little messages in 150 bottles. It was all part of a science project investigating ocean currents. They then handed the bottles to charter boat captain Tim Fletcher. Mr. Fletcher, what did you do with the bottles?
I loaded them on my boat, a 28-footer, and carried them offshore 20 to 25 nautical miles and scattered them to the waves south of Port Canaveral.
Did you see them go very far?
No. Gulf Stream current here runs 3 to 4 knots, and when you're in it and the bottles are there, if you stay with them, they stay with you as well. So we just dropped them and went on about our business.
And these are green wine bottles?
I believe the one that was found was. There were different styles.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the one that was found. This one that was found was actually found, like, how many thousands of miles away?
3,700 as the crow flies.
And that's the farthest that any of them got. It traveled along the Gulf Stream all the way to...
On the Loophead Peninsula in West Clare.
County Clare, Ireland. Steve Flannery, are you there in County Clare?
I am indeed, Lisa. Tim, how are you doing?
Very well. Hello, Steve.
That's good. Nice to speak to you at last.
Yeah, same here. You're
the guy that's half responsible for sending over this, I believe. It was actually my son that picked up the bottle, Adam. Tide was just gone out. He picked up the bottle and noticed the note inside it. So on further investigation, then we popped the cork in it in the local pub, and we found that it was a note from the high school.
Was it wet?
No, it was completely sealed. And actually, it's done on a nice wax paper as well, so if some water did get in, it wouldn't be damaged, you know.
What did the note say?
It says, "Finder of this bottle part of an oceanographic current study." And it says, "Please let us know the date and place where you found this bottle." And that's roughly the gist of the letter. And it says then, contact details, marine science teacher, Melbourne High School, Melbourne, Florida.
And so you how long did it take you to contact him?
Yeah, well, I sent an email, and I think it took a week or so, and he got back to me with all the details of where and when it was sent. Sent on April 22nd, 2009, and I found it on August 29th, 2010.
My guess is that the Gulf Stream basically parallels the east coast of the U.S. and around Nova Scotia area to the north and then east and maybe slightly south to Ireland. It just made a long, lazy half loop.
Yeah. We're talking 16 months in all to travel over 6,000 kilometers.
Well, that's a darn famous bottle.
Yeah. It is indeed.
By the way, the answer to our GeoQuiz today is Loophead Peninsula. Can you just give us a little description of it?
Right. It's the southernmost point of the River Shannon, where the River Shannon meets the Atlantic Ocean. It's a beautiful, scenic place, rugged coastline, pointing out towards America. The fishing is good.
That's Steve Flannery from County Clare, Ireland, and Captain Tim Fletcher of Melbourne, Florida. Very nice to talk to you both.
Good stuff. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
The message and the bottle are going to be on display at Keating's Pub on the Loophead Peninsula, our geo answer. By the way, that bottle, again, probably spent about 16 months floating 3,700 miles to Ireland.